Right about this time, every single year, as we start heading toward year end, we start to hear something over and over and over again with our prospects. And it's the old infamous, call me back after the holiday stall. So today, we're going to talk all about it and specifically what you can do about it. My name is Paul Castain from Castain Training Systems, and I'm the author of the YourSalesPlaybook.com blog and your host for the Sales Playbook Podcast. I've personally trained over 25,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about the infamous call me back after the holiday stall and what you can do about it. Before we begin, I want to let you know that this episode of the Sales Playbook Podcast is brought to you by our upcoming webinar, How to Navigate Stalls and Objections More Effectively. And if you'd like to learn more about it, we're certainly going to talk more about it at the end of the webinar. But in the meantime, you can certainly visit yoursalesplaybook.com/objectionbuster. yoursalesplaybook.com/objectionbuster. So what I thought I'd do today is teach you how to fish. And it's something I've been guilty of, because what I usually do in these episodes of the podcast is that I give you a lot of actionable takeaways. But today, I want to teach you how to fish. I want to take you through an exercise. And the really cool thing about this exercise, if I do say so myself, is that at the end of the webinar, I'm going to have a really cool freebie for you, where I've put together this exercise into like a little workbook, a little downloadable ebook, workbook, whatever you want to call it, and it'll be there for you. So I'm going to take you through the steps of this exercise, and it's designed to be able to handle this stall where people are saying to you, call me back after the holidays, call me back next year, call me back after the new year, call me back mid-January. You guys know the deal, and it happens a lot. The first thing that I want to say, and it's going to sound like I'm going up on a high horse, I'm really not. I guess when I sound like I might be getting up on a high horse, it's because I've been there before. I've made all the mistakes that I'm talking about. And quite frankly, when it comes to dumb mistakes, I don't think anybody listening to this podcast could ever out-dumb me when it comes to making dumb mistakes. And the one thing I just want to say is that it just really amazes me every year when we come up to this time of year. Here we are. I'm recording this on November 10th. And what's going to happen? Some of you have already experienced people putting things off until next year, after the holidays and all that. And for those of you who haven't experienced that, well, the next checkpoint is Thanksgiving here in the U.S. Toward the end of the month, we're going to really start experiencing it. And I will say that it usually goes into full effect by the second week in December at the very latest. So I guess really the thing that I wanted to say before we get into what to do about it is that we all hear this sooner or later, but yet we almost act as if it's the first time we've ever heard it. If you've been in sales for even 1 year, you've heard it already. And it should not be any kind of a shock to you that many times, again, I'm not sitting here saying that prospects are liars and they're full of shit and they're just, you know, just lack integrity. I'm just saying that we're living in a world now that I really believe sometimes people, if they could use Groundhog Day to get out of doing something now and putting it off, they will. So we have to be prepared for that. But the last thing I want to say is this, is that I don't want you to act like you're shocked that the holidays are coming up. I mean, they weren't just invented. They've been around your entire life. So we have to be able to deal with this. And what I want you to do is not only know this exercise, not only download the free workbook that I'm going to offer you at the end, but I also want you to go to your sales team and do this exercise with them so that you can brainstorm some answers. So that's a lot of time for me to be talking about what we're going to be talking about and, you know, my feelings about the holidays and everything. Let's just get down to it. So step number one, if you really want to navigate that stall, and notice I didn't say an objection because nobody's telling you, hey, screw you, I don't want to buy this, or screw you, I don't want to meet with you. They're delaying it, and they're using the holidays. Now, whether it's legitimate or not, really doesn't even matter at this point. But there's a delay, there's a stall. So what I would recommend as step number one, and you've heard me talk about this before, if you've been listening to me for a while, I want you to mentally fire yourself. I want you to mentally fire yourself, rehire yourself as the decision makers that you're targeting, your ideal customer, stakeholders too, if you want. But again, focus your thinking on mentally firing yourself. You're no longer selling that widget. In my case, I'm no longer selling sales training and sales coaching and keynote speeches. I'm now these people that I serve. And who do I serve? Well, I can go at it from the perspective of a sales rep. I can go at it from the perspective of a vice president of sales, a business owner, a chief sales officer. You guys get the deal. Same thing with you guys. But what I want you to think about, you ready for this? When you mentally fire yourself, if you are this person that buys this type of product or service, why would you put off meeting with someone until after the holidays? Let's really try to see things from their perspective. Why would you be thinking about putting that off? And I want you to truly understand the why behind it. So that's the first thing I want you to brainstorm. Again, I want to be clear. I want you to go through these questions that I'm throwing at you, this exercise, go through it on your own first. Then I want you to go to your sales team and turn this into a kick-ass sales meeting instead of talking about what everybody's projections are and all this other nonsense that usually wastes time in a sales meeting. Let's have a sales meeting where we actually learn some shit. So what I want you to do is then take this to them. You could take credit for it. Tell them that you're the evil genius that thought up the exercise. You didn't even have to mention me. I don't care. I won't know. And just go through the exercise with them so that you can get the whole brain power of the team. Unless, of course, you work with imbeciles. Then it would probably be shooting yourself in the foot. Step number one, fire yourself. I want you to look at things from the perspective of the person who buys your widget. If you were this person, why would you put off meeting with someone until after the holidays? Step number two, I want you to answer this question as if you were the decision maker. What's in it for me? What are some compelling reasons to meet now instead of after the holidays? Let me say it again. Step number two can be best summarized by the question, what's in it for me? If you were this decision maker, what are some compelling reasons to actually meet now instead of after the holidays? Now, your mission as a sales rep is to have as many compelling reasons as possible to use to be able to convince somebody, well, it's really in your best interest to meet now. Now, I'm going to break a little rule. In the beginning, I said I'm going to teach you how to fish. So in other words, you're going to be doing the heavy lifting here. I'm just guiding your thinking and getting you to really think this through. Well, I'm about to break my rule, and I'm actually going to guide you a little bit more. So what I want you to think about when you're thinking about what's in it for me, what would be some compelling reasons to meet now instead of after the holidays, as I just said, and no, I haven't been winking today, but what I want you to do is kind of categorize your thinking. What are some financial reasons why it might make sense to meet now versus after the holidays? Are there financial incentives? Are there financial reasons? Budgets, savings, tax type of write-offs, things like that. And there's more to it. Again, I don't want to do the exercise for you, but I want to guide your thinking a little bit. How about reasons that we could categorize as timing? How about competitive reasons why? And let's do a quick little side note on this. Don't ever underestimate the people at the C-level. and their competitive drive that they have. Sometimes I think we miss this one as sales reps, that we forget that if you're at the C level, it's in your DNA, most probably in your DNA, that you are very competitive. So you're very much into not only keeping up what the proverbial Joneses are doing, keeping up with them, but it's exceeding them and kicking their ass in the marketplace and being the first to market, all that kind of stuff. So you need to think that way. When you're thinking of compelling reasons, are there some strong competitive reasons that could appeal to a C-level person? Let's go to step number three. After you've done step number one, which is mentally firing yourself, and step number two, which is that whole what's in it for me thing, what are some compelling reasons to do this now, now I want you to hire yourself back. You mentally fired yourself, welcome yourself back. What the hell, man? Give yourself a 5 or 10% raise while you're at it. Right? What the hell? Make it a whole big thing. Apologize to yourself while you're at it. Welcome you back with open arms. Take yourself out to lunch. Get drunk. Get hammered. Have a good time. But then, what I want you to do when you're kind of mentally rehiring yourself, I want you to think about, now, what can you possibly say or do to reduce the probability of somebody asking you to call back after the holidays? And I'm going to say this again, and then I'm going to guide you a little bit more, and I'm also going to express a serious pet peeve of mine, because I really feel a need to rant on this one. I will not rant that much, but you will know that I'm going off on a Castanes pet peeve tangent. Again, once you mentally rehire yourself, I want you to think about what you can possibly say as a sales rep or do to reduce the probability of someone asking you to call back after the holidays. Now, you know, a lot of us in sales were taught to quote unquote handle objections, which I guess is a nice way of saying reply or respond or have rebuttals to objections and stalls. But really, the best way for us to quote-unquote handle or respond or have a rebuttal to an objection is actually to bypass the objection in the first place, not to create one, in other words, to avoid it. So that's what this step is doing here. But now, here comes the pet peeve of mine. A lot of the time when we put questions out there in sales and say, hey, what can we say or do to reduce the probability of someone throwing an objection or a stall at us, or in this context, reduce the probability of someone asking you to call back after the holidays, guess what people love to say? If you've been listening to me for the last few episodes, you're going to know what I'm going to say here. People love to say, well, you know what? You gotta add value. That to me is a bullshit response. And I'm telling you right now that when you do this exercise with your team and when you do it on your own, you need to put it out there. That is an unacceptable answer. And here's why. Before everybody gives me an eye roll and say, okay, man, you are clearly certifiably crazy, Castain. What I want you to realize is that there's nothing wrong in saying you have to add value if you go ahead and say specifically how you add value. But if you're going to give us some soundbite bullshit answer like, yeah, you have to add value, to me, that's not helpful at all. That's philosophical shit that doesn't serve us. So I want you to really focus in on specifics. None of this add value stuff, unless it is followed with add value in the following ways. Here are some examples of how one might add value. And by the way, another quick side note for you. It was probably, right now it's November 10th, if you go back onto yoursalesplaybook.com and you go into October, my guess it was somewhere probably around mid, maybe even as late as the 20th of October, but I want to say it was hovering around the 15th, you will see a podcast episode that I did. And it was something along the lines of how to get a decision maker's attention by adding value. And I go through exactly how you can add value. So this way, if you're at all thinking, okay, I agree, I have to do it, but how do I do it? That is a podcast you need to listen to pretty much immediately after this one. So that's going to be one of your homework assignments. So number four, so far, by the way, we have fire yourself mentally. That's step number one. Step number two, what's in it for me? What are some compelling reasons to meet now instead of after the holidays? Step number three, rehire yourself. And I want you to think about things you can say or do to reduce the probability of someone asking you to call back after the holidays, because I believe that sometimes we provoke that. We did not provide the value. But okay, then how do we do that value? How do we do that? So that's what you're going to do in step number three. Step number four, you ready for this? I want you to create then, having done steps one through three, I want you to come up with three responses for call me back after the holidays. Three things that you're going to say, and I want three different responses. Why am I making you work so effing hard on especially that last step? Why am I making you come up with three when one would suffice? Because I believe we need to train tougher than reality. This is how Navy, by the way, in case you guys didn't know this, a fun fact about Castain here. My brother was a Navy SEAL. No joke. He was a Navy SEAL at the tail end of the Vietnam War. And that was one of the things he taught me. They always trained tougher than reality. So this way, when they actually got into a real the reality of the situation that they had been training for, it was almost not at the level that they had trained for. So they trained tougher than the actual situation would be, if you could imagine that. So I really believe sales has to be the same way. So what we want to do here is come up with three very different responses to that. You see, even psychologically, it's going to help you when you have three kick-ass responses to this particular stall. The reason why it's going to help you psychologically is because many times deep down, we doubt ourselves because we really can't handle a particular scenario. So imagine a scenario that goes from, you know, could I respond to this, to simply, how shall I respond to this? I have three awesome responses. Let me choose my weapon here. And when you're fluent in those responses, your confident confidence level is going to go through the ceiling. And I really believe that a person at the other end of the phone can detect if we're lacking confidence. And I also think that can provoke an objection or a stall or a delay or skepticism. So I want you to look at it from that perspective. So here are the steps again, and we'll wrap up. Quicker podcast today. Number one, I want you to mentally fire yourself. Again, if you were your ideal customer, why would you possibly put off meeting with someone until after the holidays? We're doing this so that we honestly see things from the other person's perspective. Never a bad thing in sales, never a bad thing in life to truly put ourselves in someone else's shoes and understand things from their perspective. Step number two, this one is summarized by what's in it for me. What are some compelling reasons to meet now instead of after the holidays? Again, I want you to brainstorm a lot of different types of reasons, and you can categorize these as financial, timing, competitive reasons. And I'm sure there's more that we can add to it. But again, I don't want to do the exercise for you. I want you to go through it so that you truly own these answers and these responses. Now, step number three, you're going to mentally rehire yourself. You're back to being a kick-ass salesperson. Congrats. And now, you're going to ask yourself, well, what can I say or do to reduce the probability of someone asking me to call back after the holidays? And again, we said absolutely inadmissible for anybody to say, well, you add value. Now, you're allowed to say that if you say, and here are some examples of adding value. Otherwise, we kind of half-ass that one when we should be whole-assing this one. And last but not least, what we want to do in step number four is create three responses for this infamous call me back after the holiday stall. So I promised a freebie for you, and it's a workbook that takes you through this entire exercise, has plenty of room there for you to write your answers, maybe little clue here and there to guide your thinking a little bit, not too much. But again, I want you to download this. I'll give you the link in a second. But do it on your own first. Then go back. And if you're a sales rep listening to this, approach your sales manager and say, hey, can we have about 15 minutes or so in the next sales meeting? Because this is timely. It has to do with the holidays. Can we please brainstorm this? And I want you to brainstorm it with your sales team. And if you'd like to download this, forgive me, it sounds like I'm being emotional, but I have a horrible cold and allergy hitting me at the same time. And my cough drop ran out. So how shitty is that? But anyway, if you visit yoursalesplaybook.com/holidays, that's going to be plural, not holiday, holidays, and it's all lowercase. Let me say it again, yoursalesplaybook.com/holidays. Now, I want to let you know that we're going to be talking about this in greater detail in an upcoming webinar that we have, and it's called How to Navigate Stalls and Objections More Effectively. This is going to be coming up on November 21st at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you can't make it and join us live, if you happen to be listening to this and the 21st has come and gone, you can still get the webinar replay and all the templates I'm going to be giving out. And I think there's about 7 templates that I'm going to be providing for this one. So you can certainly do that. But there is a really cool early registration discount that is in effect right now. And it's only with this early registration discount, you can lock in on this 90-minute training session for about $74 instead of the usual $99. And I don't know about you, but I like saving money. And I especially like saving money on a time of year where, hey, you know, we're kind of counting the paychecks to Christmas, right? So if you'd like to cash in on this early registration savings, you're going to need to register no later than November the 12th, actually 2 days from now. Wow. November the 12th. And you can sign up and you can learn more about this webinar by visiting yoursalesplaybook.com/objectionbuster. yoursalesplaybook.com/objectionbuster. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Come visit our blog at yoursalesplaybook.com/blog.